I'm on the board of the Vermont Council on World Affairs, a 65-year-old group founded by, among others, Vermont Senator Warren G. Austin, the first American ambassador to the UN. Our goal is to bring Vermont to the world and the world to Vermont through public forums and programs, like hosting federally sponsored foreign visitors who wish to study such topics as women in politics, social entrepreneurship, and cultural heritage preservation. So far this year, we've hosted 140 guests from more than 100 countries. Most recently, our programs have mainly centered on the international refugee crisis, from sponsoring a concert to benefit Syrian refugees, to a Belgian speaker on cross-cultural management and diversity issues only 1 week after the Brussels attacks. Our annual meeting speaker was the head of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants in Vermont. And this October, we'll host Robert S. Ford, former U.S. ambassador to Syria, and, through other programming and events, hope to join the mayor of Rutland in welcoming the Syrian refugees. To prepare myself for this focus, I've done some reading. I reread Vince Feeney's book about Irish immigration to Vermont. I dusted off one of the classic works on immigration called The Uprooted by Oscar Handlin, which I had read in college. Handlin is generally recognized as the founder of immigration studies. He wrote poetically about the emigration up to World War I of the first 35 million from West, Central, and Eastern Europe, among them my grandfather. However, Handlin noted that in one of the great ironies of American history, just as the American frontier was closing, the United States launched its own empire abroad, from Cuba to the Philippines. English poet Rudyard Kipling even dedicated his poem, The White Man's Burden, to the United States. Meanwhile, domestic academics launched a eugenics movement to discriminate against so-called lesser races at home. By today's perspective, the book is incomplete because it doesn't spend much time on Asian immigration or the vast numbers of Hispanic immigrants or war refugees coming after 1960. On the micro level, too, times are different. My grandfather fled to America to avoid being drafted into the Austro-Hungarian army. A new member of our VCWA board, Midhat Hadžić, fled Serbian bullets and ethnic cleansing in the Bosnian Civil War. Still, it's good to remember Handlin's two opening sentences. Once I thought to write a history of immigrants in America. Then I discovered that immigrants were American history.